This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The B Morning Coffee Club. And TJ, why'd you think your husband was lying to you last night?
We all know that I boycotted the game.
Seriously, you didn't watch it at all?
No, seriously, I did not watch it. Did not watch it. Had myself set up in the living room. My husband's like, oh, well, I can't do this. I'm going to be up in the bedroom watching the game. I was like, I want to boycott it. I told you, I'm a woman of my word. So I'm down in the living room. I got FBI on the Pluto TV, right?
Okay.
In my jammies. Got the whole thing set. Could care less about whatever's game's happening. And he's yelling down to me. He's like, oh my gosh, it's 17-0. And I was like, yeah, right. And then he's like, oh my gosh, it's 30-0. They're getting blown out at halftime. And I thought he was lying to me because he wanted me to come upstairs and watch it. It really bothered him that he was like, everyone in the world is watching this game. I go, well, I am not. I am not. I said I wasn't going to watch it, and I'm not going to watch it. So I thought he was lying to me to get me to go upstairs to watch the game with him.
And I thought he was going to talk you into it because I'm like, no way is she boycotting the whole thing. She's going to love Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs getting beat so bad. I mean, dominated.
I really, every time he yelled down, I was like, yeah, right. Sure. So I thought the whole thing was being made up, and ends up it wasn't.
Yeah, it was a blowout. It was ugly. It actually got boring after a while, to be honest. I mean, Philly played that good.
Wow.
That you're like, okay, make a little bit of a comeback here. Fourth quarter, they scored a little bit, but it was too late then. It really was.
Wow.
And so, congratulations, Eagles fans.
So he wasn't fibbing.
No, not at all. This is so funny. She did not watch the game at all. If you boycott the game, guess what? Eagles won, and they won big.
Well,
they dominated.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's so funny.
I know. I really
thought you were like, okay, I'll just check it out.
Nope.
And then once the Chiefs were getting beat so bad, I thought you'd be happy. But
nope.
You stuck with it, boycotted.
I stuck with it. I didn't see a commercial. I did not. Nope. I didn't even watch network TV.
How about you? And TJ stuck to her guns, boycotting the big game last night. You're not alone on the text line.
This one goes, hey, I stuck to my guns too, TJ. Never turned it on. I was so happy to hear this morning that they got blown out. Heard they sacked him 6 times. That I would have liked to see. Another texter going, hey, funny. I feel this was scripted. The NFL knew people were upset about how blatantly biased the refs were at the Bills game. To fix that, they needed the Chiefs to go down. I didn't watch one part of the game.
Wow.
I kept telling Steve yesterday. I go, football season's over for me. He was like, really? You're not going to watch? I go, no.
Well, you would enjoy it.
I'm
Mahomes
sure I would have.
Playing so bad. Eagles defense so good. If you didn't watch it, Eagles won 40-22. They dominated the Chiefs. I mean, Chiefs tried to come back a little bit at the end, but those were like, it was too late. I'm not a hater. I mean, I love Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen better than Patrick Mahomes, but I don't hate Mahomes. You know what I mean?
I hated Mahomes.
Well, I'm just
a Bills Mafia, and football's over for us.
I've got problems now with Mahomes. Okay.
Really?
Those squares? You know the squares you buy?
Yeah.
For the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Third quarter, they still didn't score. The Chiefs.
Oh.
Till 36 seconds left. He throws a miraculous shot. He's going out of bounds, throws it, heaves it, the guy dives, catch it. There goes my square. Now I have a problem with Mahomes. He knocked me out of my money.
Oh, no.
Oh, 5WBEE, Rochester's new country, the B Morning Coffee Club. Our funny man, Tom, is talking about when food is dropped.
My father was talking to me. He was eating a cookie, and he dropped it by mistake, stepped on it, peeled it off the bottom of his shoe, and ate it. Why are you eating a shoe cookie right now? Is it that? No. Come on, I beat it. 5-second rule, I beat it. That's not how it works. If you drop a cookie in the toilet, you don't get to eat it if you're quick about it. I love them to death. And look, I know it's a complicated relationship. If you're lucky enough to still have your parents around, it's a blessing. But I know you feel guilty a lot of the times because you know, sometimes they call, you don't pick up. Then when you do pick up, you get impatient with it because they can't use the phone. You say something mean before you hang up. I know you feel guilty a lot of the times. But don't, because I got news for you. They're not saying great things about you either. I guarantee you, my father was in the guest room at night. We gotta get the hell out of here. Mr. Big Shot won't let me eat shoe cookies.
See, my mom has passed, so I don't have her around, but she always pushed my buttons in a fun way.
Yeah.
Mama Jay?
Yeah, well, Friday night, she comes into the house. And it's about 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's dark. And she goes, hey, I'm stuck in your ditch. I go,
ditch?
What are you talking about? I backed into the driveway. I go, wait a minute. First of all, what are you doing driving at dark? Second of all, what are you doing backing into my driveway? I don't even back into my driveway. I've got like ditches on both sides of my driveway.
Yeah.
And I live on a busy road. So like, I don't know. It took us a good hour. By us, I mean Steve, to get her towed out. Had to hook it to my Durango or had to hook it to my Acadia, pull her out, put hers in reverse. But it's, you know what's so funny to watch is other men slowly driving by watching my husband hook up a car to be towed out. I don't know why it was so fascinating to me. Every single man that drove by had to slowly slow down. Like, do you need help? Like, you could see it in his face. Like, you got this? Is he, what's he got? What's he using? He got a tow rope? Okay, good. Like, in the end, isn't it just a small town?
Yeah.
Don't we all just, like, want to make sure that, right? That he's doing it right. Making sure he doesn't need any help.
There's good people still out there.
It just was so funny to me. One after the other, every single man. And I go, Steve, every guy driving past here is judging what you're choosing to tow this out with because... Yeah, so
and Mama Jay's just trying to show off some,
I don't know,
you know, backwards driving.
I
that
don't know.
Went sideways into a ditch.
Well, she backed in and missed my driveway and just backed into the ditch. Yeah, which is why I don't back into my driveway. Yeah. But we got her out and off she went. And I was like, "You're going right home, right? Just go right home.
Nah,
don't make any stops, Mama. Just go right home."
I would have brought her in and took her keys from her. That's what I would have done. What's going on? It's dark and you're going backwards.
She was getting her taxes done.
Well, oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. Well, now we know. She's probably all worked
like,
up.
He said he had time for me now. I didn't want to bother you. So I just got in the car. I got blah, 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 tax return. I was like, I don't know, Ma.
That is a lesson in getting your taxes done. Take a deep breath.
Stop getting excited.
Yeah, and don't try to back into drive. WBEE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Hope's out with her mom on a cruise. Boy, I bet they're having fun.
You know what? I was thinking about that last night. You know how like on Sunday nights before you're like, oh, back to the grind tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you think about the coworker who's on a cruise ship.
You're like, I want to trade places with her.
That's right.
All right, you be the judge. Psychic, do I have some powers that I just don't know how to control? But Saturday night, yeah, fall asleep, deep sleep. It's kind of knocked out. Mm-hmm. Had a dream about my best friend. I call him Jersey Joe.
Okay.
Been best friends with him since third grade. I mean, we did the high school fun stuff. We did the college fun. We did spring break fun stuff.
Okay.
We did Vegas fun stuff. I mean, we have stories upon stories. Jersey Joe, my ride or die, right?
Yeah.
We get busy. Probably haven't talked to him in about a year, right? So in the dream, it's me and him doing some investigating stuff. And then we're partying in Vegas. Flight, everything. And I wake up smiling because I was actually laughing in the dream, remembering the good times.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday morning, just sitting there, I give him a text. Hey, buddy, just seeing how you're doing. And you were in my dream last night. It was crazy. We're having fun again.
I've been dreaming about you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Exactly. Instantly calls me. Instantly. Like the text was sent. Boom, the phone's ringing. He goes, you won't believe this. I was just down for a golf convention where we used to go spring break, Clearwater, Tampa. And I went driving around to the hotels that we had fun and laid out party with. I just got back to Jersey. I was there yesterday.
So he had been also thinking about you and the good times.
Right. Is that weird? The timing? I'm dreaming about it. He's actually there driving around reliving what we did in our youth, our college days.
Yeah, that's...
He goes,
that's a coincidence for sure.
That's it? I don't have psychic powers. I don't have that's, a special gift.
Well, I mean, we've all had those times where it was like, oh my God, I was just ready to text you or I was just ready to call you. Has that ever happened to you where you're like, that's so weird. I literally went to pick up my phone and I was going to call you.
What do you think?
Do I think that you have some telepathic
yes.
powers?
Obviously not. Just a coincidence. Really,
only
okay.
when it has to do with partying.
92.5 WBE with the family fun.
Get this. The Disney Destiny Cruise. All you got to do is download and listen. It's going on right now. Winning is super easy. All you do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in. You listen to 92.5 WBEE for a minimum of an hour a day. And you're automatically in. Automatically. And then a lucky winner is going to get a trip for four to set sail on the Disney Destiny.
That's a grand prize. And especially with our weather. It sounds really good
yes,
right now.
It does.
Those are warm Mickey ears. Good luck.